Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Leg?
What's up, man?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
No Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
Hey, you fired up?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
I never yielded. And as you can see, I am not dead.
And hello again, everyone. A very pleasant good afternoon and welcome to Foxborough's Gillette Stadium for this Week 4 encounter of the 1-2 New England Patriots and the 3-0 Miami Dolphins. With the Pats trying to avoid a third straight loss for the first time in 16 years, while the Dolphins are bidding for their first 4-0 start since 1995.
That's cool with me.
Brady stands in low, left for a wide open corner pass. Well, that cover makes the catch. Turns upfield, makes it up to 20, right to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Brady takes the snap and give to James White. Runs up the middle. Inside the 20. Bounces it left to the 15.
Touchdown.
Sweet feet to the 10. 5 to the end zone. Touchdown. Patriots.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich Radio Program, 617-779-0985. You heard Scott Zolak there. I was listening to a little of the pregame on right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, your home for Patriots football, and I heard Jeff Howe, and apparently he has a book coming out co-authored by Scott Zolak.
I think they announced that about a month or 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And it's Scott Zolak's book, but isn't like Jeff Howe kind of like the, I don't want to say the ghostwriter, it's like the Shaughnessy book with Terry Francona.
Yes.
Yeah.
Scott Zolak with Jeff Howe or something like that.
Yeah, it's called like if this locker room could talk or something like that.
It's a memoir of Scott Zolak?
It's like it's Patriot stories as told by Scott Zolak to Jeff Howe, if I am understanding this correctly. I think it's that way.
First of all, now's the time to release it. Because
if these walls could talk, that's what it's called.
Which Scott Zolak the name, and Jeff Howe.
Is that also the name of the HBO lesbian TV show?
If these walls could talk.
I had no idea. A lot of similar stories.
I honestly think that's the one where, like, remember Sharon Stone and Anne Heche, if these walls could talk, and then there was an If These Walls Could Talk too. So maybe Scott Zolak was just, Well, inspired.
They picked a great time to release a Patriots book, considering there's been about 400 released in the last 5 minutes.
But then again, I guess it's, if everyone's making money, then why not?
Stories from the Patriots sideline, locker room, and press box.
Okay.
All right, so Thornton came out with a book, Jerry Thornton. Those two guys came out with a book.
Yeah.
Ian O'Connor came out with a book.
Leibovich, right. I told
Leibovich
you.
Leibovich came out with a book.
I was going to buy one of those the other day, and I just got so confused as to which one was going to be the best one to buy. I was like, I guess I just won't get any of them. So, Dan, was I right? Was I right about that?
Yes, the 1996 made-for-cable movie to HBO, If These Walls Could Talk to Me More, Sissy Spacek and Cher.
And it's like, it's about, like, life as a lesbian, right?
Yeah, it goes down a darker road than that, but okay. Yeah, basically it's...
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe Scott should have Googled that before he named his book that.
But I was, you could have knocked me over with feather. There's Scott Zolak, big-time author.
Well, the good thing about Scott Zolak is that he's back, and his Zogasms are back, because I, like you, was in my car for a little bit yesterday. As a matter of fact, I heard the entire first quarter via Scott, and, I mean, it's Zogasm Central. And just this morning, going and getting clips from it, I guess the Zogasms are bigger when you've been holding him back for several weeks, because he has been just pissed off. Like, you heard his voice over the last couple of weeks, especially that Detroit game, which everyone should be. And, oh, man, he was having a nice little release yesterday. I'm talking like just mumbling and yelling right over Bob Soucy doing his thing. And Bob Soucy was in a laughing mood. He found his laughing place in the press box yesterday.
Yeah, they're having fun.
Everything's back to normal. I love it. It's like we feel that the universe has corrected itself. And in many ways, not just on the field, but also in the press box.
Yeah. So there you go. When is this book available for purchase?
That's a good question. I think it's soon. They announced it a while back.
I think it's the next couple of days, actually.
Well, Lord knows.
Is there a book on tape? Can you do the audio book?
Does Zoe do that? Well, does Zoe do the book on tape?
Do you think you go through the exercise of actually sitting down and doing that?
That would be the greatest. Because if it's like him, he's just, he probably has like no voice inflection. And then, we were traveling with the TV. Flay a fish! Just he gets distracted.
Yeah.
Like a dog seeing a squirrel.
Look, a tennis ball.
But you would have to like keep it in. Like the only way I would want to buy the audiobook is that if you just kept in all of the screw ups and like you didn't edit out anything in it, just in real time what it sounds like.
Yeah. There are like 8 Patriot books that have been released in like the last year.
It's true, and they're all like by pretty high profile names. Like these aren't just like throwaway books. A lot of them are big writers, and they've gotten a lot of press.
So you would have to invest an incredible amount of time to read all these books.
Yeah, you really would.
You'd have to just care so much about every little angle of the Patriots.
Okay, so every book has, like, the one chapter or the one story that sells the book the sexy one.
Yeah, it's usually the first chapter of the book or the... the foreword to the book, not so much the foreword, but it's the first story.
Yeah.
They assume maybe you're at the bookstore or maybe you're looking at Amazon and they give you access to the first few pages. So mm-hmm. It's the story that is like outlandish that gets you to buy into things.
What do you think Zolak's is? Walking in with the donuts?
No,
with the box of donuts with
a
hole
in it? No, because the problem is he works for the team, so he can't say any of that.
Okay.
No, the first thing is probably like, it takes a long time to get to work.
It comes out tomorrow?
Yeah, the book comes out tomorrow.
All right. I have to go on Amazon, see if I can get the audio book.
I'm guessing there's no way there's an audio book.
I don't know.
What publisher is it?
Let's see. If These Walls Could Talk, I got to scroll down. There it is. Stories from New England Patriots Sideline Locker Room Press Box by Jeff Howe and Scott Zolak. Yep.
I know who wrote the foreword. I it wouldn't take me 10 seconds to guess who wrote the foreword.
Who?
Scott Zolak, who wrote the foreword, Drew Bledsoe.
Yes. Absolutely.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm guessing,
sir.
Drew Bledsoe wrote that.
No, as of now, I do not see an audiobook.
Do you see a publisher?
It's got to be here somewhere.
All I see is the cover.
Yeah, that's all I see, too.
Well, on Amazon, it should have the publisher.
Yeah, I know, but I've got to scroll through and find all that stuff.
All right. Very interested in who the
Triumph partner. Books, the named after the band that wrote motorcycle music.
I don't think Triumph is that bad a publisher.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I think that that is a legitimate publisher.
But the thing is, you write a book about the Patriots, you have an instant fan base. Mm. So, I mean, I don't know how
Depends
many...
Depends how much time has been spent writing it.
And everyone loves Zoe. Yeah, I mean, listen, he's got contests where you can FaceTime him if you win.
That's right. It's absolutely true.
Which I've apparently won many a contest while he was sitting on the toilet.
Or laying on a pool table.
Yeah, that could be the case.
Or showing you his display of NFL memorabilia.
In the basement. I've taken that tour.
Oh, yes. Sure. I think we've all taken that tour.
It's like the shirt comes off and he says, I'm FaceTiming.
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of slowed down recently. But there was a time where he was very, very fond of that.
Yeah, Fred, you're right. Because it's got customers who viewed this item also viewed 12, the inside story of Brady's fight for attention by Casey Sherman. Belichick, the making of the greatest football coach of all time by Ian O'Connor. Big game, the NFL in dangerous times by Mark Leibovich. Five rings, the Super Bowl history of the New England Patriots by Jerry Thornton. I mean, it's like, you're right. In a row, you just have that huge slew of the five books that just came out.
And that's not good. If you wrote a Patriots book, that's not good.
But I'm looking, and Belichick, it says number one bestseller. The Big Game, it says number one bestseller. Under 12, it says number one bestseller. Yeah, like, all of them were bestsellers.
Now, you know, in sports.
Well, still, I mean, even that's still impressive.
No. Not really. In sports, to be a bestseller in sports?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it seems either way, it's got to be a decent amount of books sold if it's a number one bestseller on Amazon, even in the sports section.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we will tell you the dud of the game that was yesterday. After the first half, you just said, there you go. Mm-hmm. That's Miami. Miami loves to come in and completely crap themselves.
Breakout game for rookie running back Sony Michel.
Absolutely. You cannot question his abilities anymore, even though Nick Chubb went crazy. And
well,
you're wondering who you want.
He had three rushes.
Yeah. For how many yards?
Many.
Yes.
Many, many yards.
And how many touchdowns?
Two long touchdown runs by Nick Chubb against Oakland. Yes.
Yeah, that Oakland game went until about midnight. All right. We'll discuss all that for you coming up.
Toucher and Rich. Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened yesterday?
Well, what happened last night is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. No matter what time of day it is, two bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches are always a good thing. And now you can get two for $5 at Dunkin' Donuts. Go twos! Participation may vary. And the only thing Robert Kraft would have liked more than yesterday's 38-7 blowout was a nice grilled hot dog sliced. You like it, right?
Blitzer's coming. Brady stands in, lobs it left for a wide open Cordero Patterson. Back pedaling, makes the catch. Turns upfield, makes it cut to 20. Right to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Welcome to New England, CP. There's your first moment.
We got us all like, whoo, in there, as a matter of fact. Hey, look, once again, like they do every year, the Patriots figured things out, huh? Well, yesterday was the very definition of water finding its level. Miami sure as hell wasn't as good as their record, and the Patriots sure as hell weren't as bad, as we learned. An absolute ass-kicking at Gillette. Brady had open receivers. Long balls were being caught. And a guy who had a miserable first few weeks finally went off.
First and 10 for the Pats as Brady gives it to Michel. Makes a man miss at the 35, across the 40, beyond the 45. And Sony is double teamed and brought down at midfield by Kiko Alonso. And a second defender for the Dolphins coming over as well. It appeared to be Minka Fitzpatrick, but good running by Sony Michel.
That's a heck of a run right there getting the daylight. Our 2-6 show on 98.5 The Sports Hub should feel pretty good about the rookie running back. 23-yard scamper.
Oh, jeez. Listen, it's all like. No,
annoyed him. He's the new Barry Sanders.
Well, after being a disaster the last 2 weeks, Sony Michel had his coming out party. 25 carries for 112 yards and a TD. It also helped the O-line did an amazing job opening up massive holes for him yesterday. On top of that, Tom Brady complained last week that James White should be more involved in the offense. Let it be written, let it be done.
Brady takes the snap, but give to James White. Runs up the middle. Inside the 20. Bounces it left to the 15.
Touchdown.
Sweet feet to the 10. 5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
They call sweet feet for a reason, man. James White makes the first guy in the hole miss for a nice 22-yard scamper.
We might have had four zogasms in the first 10 seconds there. Let me count real quick.
Brady takes the snap, but give to James White. Runs up the middle. Inside the 20. Bounces it left to the 15.
Touchdown.
Sweet feet to the 10. 5 to the end zone. Touchdown.
And we had four. Right there, even before the touchdown. four different Zogasms. And by the way, that was my favorite Tom Brady play of the day. Brady stands in the pocket and just gets crushed, but not before heaving it to the end zone where James White, who had a ridiculous day, but the offense was back. And Brady averaged nearly 8 yards per attempt and threw for three touchdowns. Sony Michel averaged 4.5 yards per carry, and James White, 5.5. Four receivers recorded 40 or more receiving yards, and three different players caught touchdowns. But many of us thought that the offense may eventually figure things out. It was the defense, however, and their suffocating play that was the biggest surprise.
Dolphins down 10-0, go to work at the 7:41 mark here in the second quarter. It's a high step off the hands of Tannehill. Diving for the Patriots. Kyle Van Noy comes up with it, and then he's tackled inside the 20.
Yeah, Miami wasn't going to win that game. And I'll tell you, I was in the car for the very beginning of the game, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Tannehill there. He got the pass for 22 yards, and then offensive holding. Then they stop the Patriots, and they're going to get a three and out there. And then, defensive holding. They go kick a field goal. I mean, the Dolphins just said to themselves, today we are going to completely crap ourselves.
They got 22 yards on that first play, and then 74 until they pulled Tannehill in the fourth quarter total.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous.
It was a total of 172 total yards of offense, and that includes the Osweiler when he came
in. Yeah, that was a 75-yard touchdown drive. They had under 100 yards of offense midway through the fourth quarter.
I mean, it was – the defense looked great, though, because they had nowhere to go on the ground. They didn't end up averaging just over 3 yards a carry. And Ryan Tannehill, as you were saying, 11 of 20, had an awful 47.9 passer rating. However, despite the on-field spanking, there was some bad news yesterday. Rob Gronkowski exited the game early with an ankle injury. No word yet on his status for Thursday.
I think they just took him out and said this thing's over.
Yeah, he wasn't limping. He popped up on the injury report. But the thing is, who knows? I mean, it could be serious. It might not be serious. The game was out of hand. There was no reason to bring him back.
Just whenever it's Rob Gronkowski, you can't immediately go, he's fine.
Sure.
You know, he's just a guy that always tends to get injured. And however, we are hearing, and I know we were talking about this off the air, John, is that when it comes to Thursday, T.Y. Hilton apparently is not going to be available for Thursday's game.
T.Y. Hilton left in the first half with a chest injury for the Colts, came back, and then injured his hamstring in the fourth quarter and did not come back. Yeah. So with the short week, the theory is there's no way he can play in Foxborough on Thursday night. So that's big.
I mean, boy, Miami is not a good team.
Well, a lot of it had to do with the defense. I mean, they were suffocating them yesterday.
Some of it was the defense. I mean, granted, Miami did what they always do when they come here. They peed down their leg. But it's, you know, give the Patriots defense credit. They played well.
Yeah. They did play well. I'm just saying that you knew immediately that Miami was going to lose the game.
Oh, midway through the second quarter, the game was over.
I would say that in the first quarter, you were pretty certain that Miami was going to lose that game.
After that bad snap, I was like, all right, I recognize this.
Yeah, bad snap and then just allowing drives to continue. They couldn't get anything together. Nope. They'd get a positive play and then everything would get turned back.
The thing is, though, even the Patriots, even when they made silly mistakes, and I think the Patriots went up 10-0, and then Gostkowski had that short kickoff, and Miami got the ball magically in their own 30 end. Boy, that's Belichick outsmarting himself, 3-and-out.
Yeah.
You know, and then Miami was given an extra set of downs. There was a defensive hold or an illegal contact penalty that gave Miami an extra first down, and then 3-and-out. I mean, the defense was able to overcome whatever mistakes they made in the kicking game.
All right, this
or
might have,
any other place.
This might have been my favorite Miami Dolphins moment, however, of the game.
Two trips out there. Here comes Ryan Allen.
And the officials will stop it and allow the
injured Miami player.
There we go.
That's what happened. And there was a clear down McCain.
Just watch up here. Tell me what you think's happening. Because they're having a difficult time getting on and off the field. And then he realizes as the officials switch out the ball, he just goes down. You see Belichick over talking to the official. He don't like it.
I read his lips there. I don't think he cared for that play.
Yeah, he said that's effing BS. That's what Bill Belichick said. And if you watch that video, and I know they did a pretty good job showing that, Bobby McCain saw that the team wasn't set up properly, and he just fell down.
He just
fell down on his butt and grabbed his leg.
McCain left early in the second half with a knee and didn't come back. So I don't know if that's gamesmanship by Miami saying the game's out of reach. Why do we take McCain out to make it look a little better? But I thought the same thing. You got to be effing kidding me.
Dude, he's standing there and realizes
we're not ready. I'm going to fall down.
He just falls backwards. Yeah. It was great. And I give CBS credit for they did the overhead shot after done. Where you just watch him and go,
right in front of the bench. No, it didn't look good.
All right, Doug, go ahead.
Hey, guys. So we all knew that the game was over in the second quarter. So why the hell was Brady in there in the fourth throwing a second pick and getting his arm snapped back in two directions as the pass rush comes in his face?
Because they insist on not taking him out of games.
Have you been watching the last 15 years?
I mean, they just insist upon it.
That's what they do. It doesn't make any sense. He shouldn't have been out. He shouldn't have been out there. But Brady always wants to play. He said that on a number of occasions. I'm playing.
Yeah, Doug, he's got bonuses to meet. All right,
the incentives this year. Dude's not going to get
all of his bonuses if he doesn't hit those incentives. He's way behind. He's got like three games of crap to make
up for. That's right.
So you think he's going to take himself out? Hell no. It's worth millions to him to stay in. So he's just going to stand there and just continue to get beat up. But damned if he isn't going to get his yardage up and his touchdown ranking. So by the way, Tom Brady yesterday asked about yesterday's game and the bounce back that they had.
That's what you need. I mean, if you lose guys, you got to get the guys who come in to make plays and impact the game. And they did that. CP made some plays. Josh made plays. Hoges didn't have many opportunities, but made some. Phil didn't have as many opportunities, but made some. The backs did great. So it's going to take everybody. I mean, it's a long season. Everyone's going to have to play a big role.
Hoges is on a milk carton. Hoges has been on a milk carton for 4 weeks now.
Completed one pass to him. He was targeted less than Dwayne Allen yesterday.
Listen, Hoges, you know, sometimes you got to go with Hoges. When Hoges is open, Hoges is open. When he's not, you know, he's doing other stuff.
I understand it was a 38-7 win, and they won easily, and it was a lot of fun. A couple of words about Cordarrelle Patterson, who caught a ball that any wide receiver on the planet could have caught. Now, the speed was certainly, once you get it to him and he's alone, he can run away from people. But I saw them try a flat pass to him again, and he fell down again. All alone by himself in the flat. That's twice this year they've thrown it to him alone in the flat with no one in front of him. He is the most uncoordinated, fast guy I've ever seen in my life.
Zolak was pretty funny because I heard his play-by-play of that, and he took a full minute to describe the scene in Bambi where Bambi first tries to walk on ice. His legs just start going everywhere, and I thought it was a somewhat perfect description.
Apropos, I agree.
However, you did have this kind of cool moment.
Gordon on the outside of Hogan. Brady takes the snap. Fires to the right. Pass caught by Gordon. Ducks under a defender, and he's tackled at the three. It's a first and goal to go with McDonald among the tacklers for Miami.
That gets me excited. Oh, my God. He doesn't catch it and go down. What's he do? He spins, and he looks for someone to run over.
Bank of that's the sexy.
Gets him excited. It's very sexy.
That's it.
Josh Gordon doing
very aroused during the whole thing.
That he is. But, yeah, so Josh Gordon actually playing a part in yesterday's game. It was nice to see him out there, and he seemed pretty happy.
I have no doubt I can, you know, take advantage of this opportunity. I'm more than blessed. I'm extremely grateful to be put in this scenario. And I think the only thing right for me to do is take full advantage of it. I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it. The guys here are great. You know, it's a real home environment, you know, and I feel as comfortable as ever here.
And he's sexy, according to Scott Zolak.
Very sexy. All right, Curtis, go ahead.
I just want to say, you know, that play with the Miami defender, McLean, whatever, that went down, it just exemplifies how horrible Patriots fans are. If a Patriot had done that, we would have heard about that's a Bill Belichick coach team, and that's a heads-up play.
No. We would have killed the Patriots.
I wouldn't. I think it's smart.
I think it's faking an injury.
Yes, it happens all the time.
He made a play for his team. He made a play for his team with his head. You know, he went down and got his team in a better position to defend the next play.
I mean, it happens constantly. It happens constantly.
I know, but it doesn't mean that that's something that would be applauded.
Yes, it would.
You would call it out and you would laugh at it.
Bill Belichick coaches that. His players are ready for those exact scenarios.
Well, I for one would have mocked it. I for one would have mocked it. I can't say the rest about Patriots fans, and you might be right.
It does happen a lot. It just, that one seemed more blatant than a lot of others.
Oh, just, it was like, my arm.
That's all.
It was Caddyshack. Oh, my arm.
No, it happens a lot. Fred's right. It happens a ton, but that one was more blatant.
Right.
It did what they intended it to do. All right. We will return. Here are the headlines.
98.5. Toucher and Rich. Sports Hub headlines.
17 years to the day of his first career NFL start, Tom Brady threw three touchdown passes, including a 55-yarder to Cordarrelle Patterson, and the Patriots blew out Miami 38-7 in Foxborough. Brady's team is 2-2 after a rough first month.
And we were in September, and we're going to need it because we faced some good competition. And, you know, this was one that we really talked about and tried to get on track and got off to a fast start and played from ahead, which is, you know, most teams that play from ahead end up winning.
Sony Michel ran for 112 yards and a touchdown as well in the win. The defense held the Dolphins to 172 total yards. A quick turnaround now for the Patriots. They host Indianapolis Thursday night. Colts are 1-3. They lost at home to Houston in overtime, 37-34. Rob Gronkowski questionable for Thursday night after leaving yesterday's game early with an ankle injury. Red Sox finished up their regular season with their 108th win, 10-2 over the Yankees at Fenway Park. J.D. Martinez hit his 43rd homer and drove in three. Sox next game is game one of a playoff series against either the Yankees or Oakland on Friday. Celtics beat Charlotte 115-112 in preseason play. Green are 1-1 during their four-game preseason schedule. They host Cleveland tomorrow night, and the U.S. lost the Ryder Cup yesterday in Paris. They got blown out by Team Europe 17.5-10.5. Tiger Woods, by the way, 0-4 for the event. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by the Boston Area Campus of Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Get in the game. Visit GoCSB.com for more details. I'm John Wallach on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Have an Amazon smart speaker in your home or office?
What's all that about?
Just say, Alexa, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Okay.
And listen to Boston's Home for Sports.
Hey, Patriots fans, join Crown Royal at Splitsville Foxborough this Thursday from 6:30 to 8:30 to take the Crown Royal Water Break. Crown Royal reminds you to take a water break and moderate to stay in the game this season. Crown Royal, this Thursday, Splitsville Foxborough.
Please drink responsibly. Crown Royal Blend Canadian Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut.
Boston, Massachusetts is a fast-growing hub of the marijuana industry in the Northeast. Learn how you can earn legally and be part of a $20 billion business. Don't miss the CWCB Expo at the John B. Hines Convention Center this October. Visit CannabisMeansBusiness.com.
You want your house looking great this fall.
You want the ultimate paint job.
And you want a deal. Rhino Shield gives you all three.
Call Rhino Shield before October 17th and take advantage of free financing with no interest for 4 years.
4 years?
4 years.
Wow.
I'm Matt.
I'm Pat. We own Rhino Shield of New England. Rhino Shield is America's leading permanent paint company.
The only way to make it to the top is to pass the test of time, and we have. For over a decade, Rhino Shield has been protecting thousands of homes across the U.S. without fail.
Rhino Shield ceramic coating looks exactly like paint on your house, but unlike paint, it lasts a lifetime, and we back it with a lifetime warranty.
Call Rhino Shield now and take advantage of special financing with 4 years no interest.
But hurry, 4 years no interest ends October 17th.
Get the ultimate paint job. Call 888-90-RHINO now.
888-90-RHINO.
Rhino Shield. Don't paint, don't vinyl. Go Rhino.
Hey, it's Maz here to tell you that the future is here. The innovators of New England Fat Loss have created app-based online programs for everyone. Build muscle, lose weight, or maintain with your specific DNA plate strategy. MetaboFix is the fat-burning app. MetaboGuide offers automatic weight gain intervention by certified wellness coaches. Never step on the scale alone again. Remember, this is science, not sales. You need the right fuel for your body, so eat real food, proteins, veggies, and fruits for real results. Check it out at
NewEnglandFatLoss.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Dunphy, CEO of South Shore Bank. We've been serving our communities since 1833. Our commitment to our communities is everything, and we're proud to help people achieve their financial goals. It's the community that got us where we are today, and it will keep us here tomorrow. So it's our mission to give back through volunteer work and financial commitments. At South Shore Bank, we support local communities, annual celebrations, and local schools on the South Shore. Thanks for letting us be part of it. Learn more at SouthShoreBank.com. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hey, Patriots fans.
Welcome to Moe's.
When the Patriots score, you score at Moe's Southwest Grill. If the Patriots score in any game, you score a burrito or bowl for only $5 the following Wednesday. But you have to download the app to get the deal. Moe's Southwest Grill is a proud sponsor of the New England Patriots.
New England Picture has your charity or golf event covered. Let New England's premier sports memorabilia company provide the greatest sports moments in premium custom frames to make your fundraiser succeed. Visit them at Mall of New Hampshire, Pheasant Lane Mall, Burlington Mall, South Shore Plaza, or visit NewEnglandPicture.com.
Do you suffer from ED and are frustrated with your current options? The Donatello method is a combination of stem cell and sound wave therapy, and there is no solution more effective for ED than their regenerative procedures. Check it out at DonatelloMethod.com. DonatelloMethod.com.
Sorry, I'm late.
The meeting was 2 days ago.
I walked to work.
That's 30 miles.
Tell me about it.
Oh, unbelievable.
Water. Water.
Walking 30 miles to work to save money? Ridiculous. Switching to Arbella and combining your home and auto insurance to save 20% or more? Brilliant. Find your local independent agent at Arbella.com. Here, for good.
Napa Know-How.
This month, a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps is up to $10 off. Because with fall comes longer nights and poor overall visibility. Luckily, our headlamps have superior illumination, which helps reduce the chance of an accident. See better, drive safer with up to $10 off a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 10/31/18.
MassSave is sponsored by Blackstone Gas, Columbia Gas, Eversource, Liberty Utilities, National Grid, and Unitil, where it's easy for your business to save energy and money.
Time and temperature are brought to you by the Dell Small Business Technology Advisors. It is currently 59 degrees at 638. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors know there's nothing small about your business. That's why they offer one-on-one partnership and reliable business PCs with Intel Core processor to help you get business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Shotgun snap to Brady. Retreats in the pocket. Off his back foot, throws toward the end zone. Left side, caught by White! What a throw as Brady hits the deck on target to James White for the touchdown Patriots.
That's a Tom Brady I know. And that's a Tom Brady that we love. 14-yard dagger by Tom Brady off a free blitzer. And sweet feet White in the back corner. Start the buses, boys. Start the buses.
Well, there may not have been a Kodak bop at the end of that catch, but that's a Kodak moment.
Huh?
I was trying to figure that out, too. Is there a defensive player named Kodak that I'm not aware of on the Dolphins?
No, but that was written out beforehand.
No. That was said so awkwardly that it was not.
Doesn't matter. He had to find his notes.
A Kodak bop? Is that Poison song?
That's Unskinny Bop.
Oh, Unskinny Bop.
It's about banging heavy chicks. Be listening tomorrow morning at 7:30 and 9:30 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Patriots take on Indianapolis this Thursday night at Gillette Stadium.
By the way, another bit of good news for the Patriots. Julian Edelman's suspension now officially over. He's able to report to Foxborough as early as right now, and Tom was asked about getting his buddy Edelman back.
You know, it'll be great to have him. I mean, we haven't seen him in 4 weeks, but I know he'll be ready. Yeah, that's a short week, so I'm sure he'll be, you know, in here ready to go. And, you know, everyone loves Jules and loves having him back.
Mm-hmm. And he's damn good to be back.
Everyone loves Jules. He's just going to come casually skating in.
Mm-hmm. Jules going to push Hoags out of the way and say, let me be the small white guy on the team.
It's not going to be difficult.
That's right. I'm going to be the guy.
Not going to be difficult. I think we've gotten a real good look at the value of Chris Hogan to this team over the first 4 weeks of the season.
That has been strange, his disappearance. Well,
not really when you take a look at it. I mean, Hogan is great when you have Gronkowski and Edelman roaming the field and he's facing slot corners and fourth corners. When you get the top corner on him or a guy who gets paid to cover guys well,
can't get separation.
Disappears. Yeah. Completely disappears. And it's unfortunate because I, too, was sucked in. I thought he was a little better than this.
Well, the Red Sox, John, speaking of things you're sucked into, they finish on a high note.
That one's sucked to the deepest part of the ballpark. Sailing back, and it is gone.
Ew.
Number 43 for
I am getting gout.
Give him
so much salami.
30 RBIs.
Beautiful thing. You're talking about once again, let's finish the season on a opposite field, three-run Johnson for RBI number 130. Yes.
Yeah. It's like, first of all, he's talking about like a hot rod at the beginning of that. When he's like, ooh, look at that. And then, yeah, the Johnson. They used to call him Johnsons.
The best part of baseball
is on the table. Let's see who's got the longest dong.
The best thing about the Red Sox, I think it's going to continue through the postseason. Isn't Eckersley signed on to do stuff for TBS, I think? Is he going to be one of the guys that's in the studio, I believe? I don't think he's going to be in the box
in the
anywhere.
No, okay. He's done it in the past. He's done studio work.
They're not paying him. Judas Priest is just going to play his birthday party.
Well, what can you say about the 2018 Red Sox? They win the most games ever. Mookie Betts wins the batting title. J.D. Martinez sets a record for the most home runs by a Red Sox player in his first year with the team. And I'm still scared as hell about Friday. Today, Chris Sale throws a very important bullpen session in preparation for his Game 1 start at Fenway. It will be the last time he takes the mound until stuff gets real. Will he once again be a postseason noodle arm, or is he just saving bullets in the chamber for October, as he was saying before?
That last start scared the crap out of me.
I don't get that he's going out there and throwing like 90 on purpose.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a bullpen to keep him on his turn. Although it's
his last start. Theories going around that he was deliberately not amping things up. I don't think you take 10 miles off your fastball.
No, you do not.
That's not the way you pitch.
It's not how you save bullets in the gun.
Well,
you try and actually get your arms, that you increase your arm strength by throwing, correct?
Yes. And you certainly don't go out and start screwing around and messing around with your mechanics.
Yeah, if you're a guy who can get it up to 100, you don't spend an entire start throwing changeups and sliders. That's not how it's done.
No, he had lost a lot of velocity off his fastball, too. And there were theories that he was like going like three quarters.
He said that it's a problem. We talked about this the day after the start. It's his mechanics where his lost velocity was. You know, he's not rotating his hips apparently, or something like that.
Right, but the mechanics are probably that's a result of something that's wrong. He's compensating for something that's wrong by.
You don't have to sell me. I'm very scared of this series. Very scared of Sale. You don't know what you're going to get out of Price. I mean, it's not comforting. 108 wins. I mean, usually when you get a team like this, you think, okay, they're going to walk into the World Series. This is a dominant team, and they have a dominant offense. They have two MVP candidates in the top three hitters, but and Bogaerts had a big year, but they're going to have to outscore some people here. They're going to have to win a game 9-6 or 10-7 to win some of these playoff series, and I don't know if they can do it. Well, we'll see. I mean, it depends on who starts the wild card game for the Yankees. And J-Hop has dominated the Red Sox the last couple of years, and if he pitches a game two or a game one against the Sox on Friday, assuming the Yankees win the World Series, I mean, this is not easy. This is not an easy thing.
Well, here's Alex Cora talking about Chris Sale after yesterday's game.
He's doing well. He'll be out there tomorrow. I think there's a few guys that are coming in tomorrow. And, he'll go through his progression for Friday. And we feel good where he's at.
So now we wait. On Wednesday night, we get to see who the Red Sox are going to take on when the Athletics and the Yankees go head-to-head at 8. Wallach, who do you want the Red Sox to face?
Who do I want there? I'd rather them play Oakland than the Yankees.
Of course.
I mean, even though they were 2-4 against Oakland, literally their entire starting rotation from opening day is no longer pitching, including that guy Manaea, who no-hit the Red Sox earlier this year. He's out for the season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got retreads, I think, like Edwin Jackson starting games for them.
Edwin Jackson not afraid to be around for 30 years.
And he's been on like 14 teams. I mean, these are the guys that Oakland's leaning on. I will take the Red Sox in 3 or 4 games against Oakland. I don't want to see the Yankees.
Who wins today Wednesday night?
Today you get a little ball.
Yeah, today is really cool. I like today.
Yeah, you get a little back-to-backs.
Two tiebreakers. Brewers versus Cubs in the NL Central at 1 p.m. and Rockies versus Dodgers in the NL West at 4 p.m. And the two losers face each other in the wild card game,
tomorrow night.
All right.
And it's funny. The winners of those two games are the top two seeds in the National League. You could either be a wild card team or you can be the top seed in the National League, Cubs-Milwaukee.
Now, Milwaukee's got that kid that came out of nowhere, and he's an MVP candidate.
Aguilar, the first baseman? Jesus Aguilar? Yelich is the MVP.
Yes.
I know you want the Red Sox to play the Athletics.
Yeah.
Who's winning Wednesday night?
Should be the Yankees.
Yeah.
With the home field, should be the Yankees.
Yeah, the Yankees had the second best. Wait, didn't the Yankees have the second best record in the American League?
I think Houston might have beaten.
Might have just taken over there.
Houston's the two.
Yeah, you would have to go with the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. Most home runs ever, though? Didn't I see that the Yankees set that record?
Shocking. With Stanton and Judge, you would have the most home
runs. How awesome was the guy on the Green Monster? I think it was Friday night.
Yes.
Who, Giancarlo Stanton hits one over the Monster, and some guy on it. What's that? Saturday night. Okay, thank you, Bird. Because Bird was there regulating. And this guy, I don't know if you saw it, Fred, but the guy in the Green Monster threw it and threw it right back on the field. And it hit Giancarlo Stanton on a one-hopper.
Did security go up and get that guy and eject him?
Of course, they have to. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you got
it. It wasn't aiming at him. If he was, it was
I don't think
they had
to eject him. I mean, he was throwing the ball back. He just happened to have a cannon.
You can't throw objects onto the field, even if it is a ball. However, it was awesome.
Wait, are you crazy? People throw back balls constantly.
Onto the field in the middle of play? You can't do that.
They do it at that's a thing at Wrigley. They throw the ball. They throw the home runs back.
Yeah, but you can't throw it.
Do they eject everyone at Wrigley Field?
I would think if you threw it onto the diamond while there was play going on, yes, they would eject.
Are you insane? Do you really not know that? Did they eject
that guy on Saturday?
They might have.
I rest my case.
Because it hits Stanton.
Wait a second. Every single home run ball that goes into the Wrigley Field bleachers gets thrown back onto the field.
That's tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't get kicked out. The reason
at Fenway Park, if you do that, you're getting ejected.
No, you're not. No.
If it's in the middle of play.
Hit Stanton because the guy had a cannon and hit Stanton from the left field wall.
Yeah, he hit Stanton. If you just throw it back, it's not.
Yeah,
no.
If you drop it back onto the field, they're not throwing you out.
If you throw it back on the field, they're not throwing you out.
Well, let's talk to the security guy. I mean, is that a policy? Every time they throw a ball back?
If you throw it into play, yes. No, it's different if you just put it into the grass.
Rich, you're wrong.
What's that? Bird, you're shaking your head.
Whether it's a home run or not, you throw it back on the field, you're out of here.
Thank you, Bird. Thank you.
There's no way if you throw a home run back that you get kicked out of Fenway.
Bird's saying it is.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Bird works security. You can call him out of his mind, but he's the guy in charge of that.
He's
one of the people in charge of
people,
that.
Yeah.
Bird is out of his mind.
Bird works there. He's not just speculating. That's his job.
So if I get a ball in the bleachers and I throw it back on the field, they're kicking me out of the game.
According to Bird, who works security, yes.
I'm surprised, but apparently that's the case.
All right, then there's 50, 60 people that get kicked out of a game every year.
No. I'm thinking at Wrigley it's a different policy.
Well, it must be a different policy, but it happens in every stadium.
No, obviously. Wrigley Field, they throw every home run ball hit by an opposing player back if it doesn't wind up.
And how many times
Avenue.
Have you seen someone get in trouble because they took a ball from a kid and threw it back into the field? I mean, you see that. It happens all the time. Throw it back. You're going to get kicked out of Fenway. They come. Security comes find you. Please. I mean, if you hit Giancarlo
Stanton. What they do. They do that. You keep saying, please, that's the rule. The guy who works security in the other room said that's what they do.
Well, I don't believe it.
All right.
I really don't believe it.
The sky is blue. No, it's not. It's orange. Okay, all right. What are we going to do?
No, because you said you can't throw balls in the back
at
of the plate.
At Fenway, you can't.
I doubt that highly.
He just said it. He
John,
went security. What more do you need?
You get kicked out?
I told you.
They
I'm
kicked
surprised,
him
out. But I mean,
they kicked
Bird
him out because he hit
there. Bird works there. He says, regardless of whether you hit a guy or not, those were his exact words, whether you hit a guy or not, you get tossed.
Uh-huh.
I'm surprised, but it seems to be the policy.
It says it's the policy. Now, how well it's enforced? If you hit him like he did the other night, yeah, you're going to get
thrown out. So if I'm in the bleachers and I throw a home run ball back, they're going to come find me and kick me out.
The rule is that they're supposed to do that.
That's what Bird says the rule is, yes.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about that. All right, so we will return in just a moment.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The debate rages on. At Fenway, are you allowed to throw a ball back on the field? Now, I will after a home run, because I've never seen anyone get kicked out of another stadium or another field. Bird, have you ever personally kicked someone out for throwing a ball back on the field?
What was the question I didn't hear?
Yeah.
Have you ever personally kicked somebody out of Fenway for throwing a ball back on the field?
No.
Okay.
No.
That is my... One will be the history of Bird, and two, I will put into evidence that he has never done it personally. Okay. All right.
But that guy was kicked out.
No. He hit a player. Yes, that I understand. Eric, go ahead.
So, Fred, a couple of years ago, me and my buddy had good seats out, first row, bleachers, opening night against the Yankees. And we just happened to say, hey, if we catch a ball, home run from the Yankees, we're throwing it back. Sure enough, first batter, Curtis Granderson hits a home run literally right over my fingertips. Just missed it. Hits the guy behind us. So we started to chant, throw it back, the whole section, you know, getting the guy going. Sure enough, he throws it back, and they proceeded to escort him right out of the game.
Oh, well, Fenway sucks. Why you're not allowed? They escorted out of the game for throwing it back.
Yeah, we were like, throw it back. It's, you know, first Curtis Granderson, screw this guy.
Yeah, it's part of baseball. It's part of going to a game. It happens everywhere.
Opening night tickets, what a waste, you know?
Yeah, I guess it's an MLB rule. However, I think with the Cubs, who, of course, are known for throwing, their fans are known for throwing all the balls back, for some reason, they're more lenient than others. But I think it's an MLB rule.
Well, the MLB rule is not enforced.
In Fenway, apparently, it is.
Well, in Fenway, it is, because Fenway, again, has sucked the fun out of everything.
They got Wally. He's got a sister now. What do you mean they suck the fun out of the stuff? You got Tessie up there. Look.
What do they care if you throw the ball back?
Because it could hit somebody. Because it could hit a player. And I understand why. I mean, on paper
but,
in black
but
and white,
I've never,
why.
I've never, it's it, part
it did
of baseball.
Hit a guy. As a matter of fact, it did.
But that, yeah, it made the news because he threw it incredibly far.
That guy was awesome. What a cannon, too.
Yeah, that's a heave.
Yeah.
Sam, go ahead.
Hey, guys. First time, long time. Just want to let you know, Rich, that the Kodak Bop, it's the dance that James White does, and also the thing Tom Brady was trying to do on practice on Friday. And also, if that guy got kicked out, it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, yeah. It sucked that they kicked him out. I'll tell you what. And by the way, I got a bunch of texts. But Kodak, okay, so you saw the video of Tom Brady at practice doing that small dance, which for some reason a ton of people tweeted, and it was just literally 3 seconds of him just kind of looking like a human being for a moment. And I guess it's a dance that a rapper named Kodak Black does called the Kodak Bop, but that seemed jammed in there.
Yeah, now you believe that he wrote that?
Now I do. Now that I know what that is.
I told you.
Absolutely.
I told you he wrote that.
Was it this one right here? I think this is there.
Shotgun
right
snap to Brady. Retreats in the pocket. Off his back foot. Throws toward the end zone. Left side. Oh, caught by White. What a throw as Brady hits the deck on target to James White for the touchdown Patriots.
That's a Tom Brady I know. And that's a Tom Brady that we love. 14-yard dagger by Tom Brady off a free blitzer. And sweet feet White in the back corner. Start the buses, boys. Start the buses.
Well, there may not have been a Kodak bop at the end of that catch, but that's a Kodak moment.
Okay, yeah. That's not good.
Bob.
Not good.
That was a little something called forced.
Yeah. Just jammed in there.
Yeah, that might have not been the Kodak bop, but Kodak makes pictures long time ago.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
When people used film. Kodak moment. Kodak disc right here. Do you ever have the Kodak disc?
Yeah, I had the disc.
Kodak disc.
Of course. Who didn't have the Kodak disc? It was the super duper thin camera.
Yes, indeed it was. I took it to the fifth grade, last day of fifth grade. What a time that was. All right, Troy Brown is going to join us for an hour. He actually probably got to get some sleep yesterday, unlike Thursday night, which is going to be terrible for everyone.
Oh, this is great. No, having a Thursday night game is great.
The payoff is good. Payoff is good because we get Sundays back.
You get to enjoy your Columbus Day weekend. Don't have to worry about any late. I'm all for that. Just knock out the Thursday night. I'm good with that.
The Bruins opener, 1 o'clock on Columbus Day. If anyone from the Bruins is listening.
Hey, is there a media day going on or something today? We kind of been reaching out to you.
I have no...
been sending emails.
I have no confidence in that.
There's no excuse for that. I mean, like, the Celtics just opened, like, open arms. Anyone you want. We'll even put them in there on time. Whoa! You want Kyrie Irving for 20 minutes? You got Kyrie Irving. How are we not getting anything back from the Bruins? Like, nothing. And we've reached out, and we know they're having a media day, and they won't even stick us in a bathroom like they did 2 years ago.
No, we've requested not to be in a bathroom.
Okay, maybe that's the problem. If you said, you know what, put us in the bathroom, we would have gotten a call.
If the request has been made on Thursday and it has not been realized.
Yeah, probably not.
I guess it's not happening.
No.
But I could use tickets because, you know, the first home game of the season.
Tradition.
Is the anniversary of the first time I knocked them boots.
Break out the bobbleheads. Here we go.
Yep. I got the Ray Ferraro bobblehead still sitting there.
Well, I don't know. You just had sex with Stephanie. You really want to relive that so soon afterwards?
Oh, we won't have sex.
Oh, okay. I thought that was part of it. It's part of the whole.
But I have to go to the game. Right. You know what? I don't want to spend an arm and a leg.
I see.
To get in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, the anniversary of me co-knocking the boots the first time. I mean, she wants to do it every opener. It gets her all riled up. Who could blame her? All right, Troy Brown's going to join us, and he will be here just in a moment because there will be no commercials here, just the headlines.
From the town to Bear Tires,
WBZFM and HD Boston. This is the home of the New England Patriots. 98.5, the Sports Hub.